The Infrastructure Show is brought to you by Wyss Janney Elsner Associates, engineers, architects, and materials scientists, solving complex problems in contemporary and historic structures since 1956. Learn more at wje.com.
Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoeffer of Northwestern University.
And I'm your co-host, Marian Sowers, filling in today for Tom Herman.
The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it.
Unlike Germany, which is closing down all its nuclear facilities in response to the disaster in Fukushima, Japan, the U.S. will see completion of a new nuclear power plant in 2015. The Tennessee Valley Authority's Watts Bar II nuclear plant, located in East Tennessee.
Here today to talk with us about this plant and about the outlook for nuclear power in general is Gary Malden, who's General Manager of Project Assurance and Support Services for Watts Bar at the TVA. Gary, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
First, can you tell us something about TVA itself, its electric power business, and what are the mixes of energy sources that it uses?
Sure. So TVA is a federal utility. We've got about 9 million residents in the Tennessee Valley. We have committed to providing a balanced and sustainable mix of generation sources, focusing on cleaner, low-cost power. Our ideal power mix would be somewhere in the order of about 40% nuclear, 20% natural gas, 20% coal, and 20% hydroelectric and renewables like wind and solar. So given that mix, the finishing Watts Bar Unit 2 is key to that mission. It helps promote economic prosperity in the valley, and the power it provides, of course, being a nuclear power plant, it is a good example of environmental stewardship. Overall, TVA's nuclear power plants, we've got about 6,600 megawatts of baseload power we provide through our nuclear program.
So it's an old organization, isn't it? How far back does TVA go?
TVA is a little over 75 years old and was originally started by the TVA Act signed by President Roosevelt. It was initially started primarily for navigation and flood control, and power generation was a secondary byproduct almost of taming the river. So the navigation and flood control piece involved constructing a series of dams, and those dams, by and large, were hydroelectric power dams. However, once we found that we had begun to be able to control river and river flows, it became clear that we could also build some thermal power plants on the riverbanks. And that's how TVA's fossil fuel fleet got started. Then we became a large electric power supplier and have been in the large-scale power business, more or less about 30,000 installed megawatts.
So are there substantial cost differences per delivered kilowatt hour across these different energy sources you use?
Yes, there are differences in the cost of the power sources, especially if you look at dispatch costs, which is primarily marginal cost. Our lowest cost power sources are hydroelectric and nuclear power. Of course, those are also our lowest emission power sources as well, since they don't really involve burning fossil fuels. The next most expensive would be the natural gas and coal. And really, as far as cost goes, those are more susceptible to cost fluctuations because of the large fuel portion of that. We also are investing in wind and solar energy. The Southeast is not a great place for doing that, but we're investing in it really as part of ensuring that we're taking advantage of those emerging power sources as their costs continue to get more competitive.
Why do you say that that region is not generally a good place for that?
Yeah, the Southeast, where the Tennessee Valley Authority is located, doesn't have very good wind generation source. And also solar, requires a fair amount of land, the way the technology currently is, and really don't have a great solar industry in the southeast as far as large-scale generation facilities. Most of those you would typically find in the southwest, where you do have a fairly large expanses of land and a little bit less rainfall and therefore clouds.
Can you tell us something about the Watts Bar number 2 plant? What's the need and where is it located?
Watts Bar Unit 2 is in eastern portion of Tennessee on the Tennessee River. We began Watts Bar Unit 1 quite some time ago, completed it in 1996, and Watts Bar Unit 2 was partially completed at that time and then delayed. So what we've had here is a situation of having a power plant that was partially complete that kind of provided a strategic advantage when you look at figuring out how to provide more baseload generation. In other words, we didn't have a greenfield construction project that we had to do. So Watts Bar is one of the three TVA nuclear sites. We've got the Watts Bar site. We've got another two units at Sequoia, which is about 40 miles downriver. And then we've got a three-unit boiling water reactor in North Alabama at Browns Ferry.
So can you give us some technical details about Unit 2? What kind of reactor is it? What's the capacity?
Watts Bar Unit 2 is a pressurized water reactor. It's a Westinghouse four-loop ice condenser plant that produces approximately 1,200 megawatts electric power. We're on about 1,600 acres, and we sit immediately adjacent to Watts Bar Unit 1, which is an operating unit. The current estimated cost to complete Watts Bar Unit 2 is between $3.9 and $4.2 billion.
So is that cost sort of typical for a reactor of that scale?
Yes. In today's terms, the Watts Bar cost, we have benchmarked against other reactors of its style, and it's about typical of the cost. Because it's not greenfield construction, and we already had some of the infrastructure here, the cost to complete is substantially less than some of the other new construction projects that are going on in the United States.
Is the technology of Unit 2 different from your other nuclear plants?
Watts Bar Unit 2 technology is identical to Watts Bar Unit 1, and it is very, very similar to the Sequoia units. They're both Westinghouse ice condenser plants, pressurized water reactors. They're virtually sister plants between Sequoia and Watts Bar. So having that similar technology helps when it comes to spare parts, operator training, and some other issues.
We pause our podcast for a moment to thank our sponsor, WIS Janney Elsner Associates, engineers, architects, and material scientists who are solving problems throughout the built world. Visit their website at www.wje.com. What are the principal challenges in the design and construction of nuclear plants like Watts Bar 2?
Some of the biggest challenges that we have in building a nuclear plant like Watts Bar Unit 2, first I'd say it's very highly complex work in a small space. So when you get inside the containment building, it's actually difficult in places to stand up, certainly difficult to walk in a straight line very far, but it takes a lot of people to do it. So getting all that work done is just a complex task, and getting all the people in there can be quite a challenge. I'd say the second would be access to experienced workers. And when I say workers, I mean both craft and non-craft employees. So it takes, you know, we in the United States went about a generation without building a nuclear power plant. So we don't have just access to a lot of people who've done this before. That creates some training challenges, since you inevitably have to find some people that don't have the experience. And it probably slows us down, makes us a little less efficient than we would be if we had more experienced employees.
Is there a great height to the plant, or will there be when it's completed?
Actually, Westinghouse ice condenser plant is relatively small for a nuclear plant. So if you compared it to a more typical nuclear plant, it is not physically large. That's the advantage of the ice condenser design.
Does Westinghouse install the reactor or fabricate on site, or do you have other vendors who do that?
What's known as the nuclear steam supply system is provided by Westinghouse, and all of that was actually installed quite some time ago. So if you look at the actual reactor vessel, that was installed back in the 80s. It was brought on site generally as an intact vessel and put into place. But the large pumps and motors that are part of the nuclear steam supply system are supplied by Westinghouse. They provide those and bring them on site, and then most of them have been installed actually for quite some time. Now, when we have to refurbish one as part of this, we will generally take it apart, work with them on getting everything put back together correctly, and then install it.
You had mentioned before that there had been some delays in implementing Unit 2. What was the cause of the delay?
I'd say there were really two causes of the delay in completing Watts Bar Unit 2. First is just general economic conditions. So when we were initially planning to complete the two units here, power demand and cost of competing generation sources was not the same as it was when we got about halfway finished with it. As a result, it appeared as we got into the late 80s and early 90s that we would not need the generation from Unit 2. In other words, power demand wouldn't support it. And if we did have additional power demand, there would be cheaper sources. As we worked through on into the, I guess, early 2000 time frame, it became clear that power demand was growing again, and that TVA's power needs and its desire for a diverse portfolio brought Watts Bar 2 back into the picture. And when we looked at the economics of it, compared it to other generation sources, given the fact that so much work had already been done here, the economics showed us that we could do it and this would be a good fit. Once we started back up on construction, we did run into some delays that were due to what I would call project management issues. These are very complicated projects to build, and we have managed to work our way through that. We've gotten back on schedule, back on budget, and we're on track now to finish in calendar year 2015.
How is the plant financed?
By and large, the plant is financed by TVA with our operating revenues. TVA does not get any federal funding, and when we need to raise capital externally, we have the capability of selling bonds, but by and large, the current construction is funded through operating revenue.
So you just set aside operating revenues to pay for new capital costs?
That's correct.
So you expect it to be online in 2015?
Yes, right now our plan that we're shooting for and that we're currently on schedule for would have us load fuel in mid-2015, so in the June timeframe, and then we would be at commercial operation towards the end of 2015. Currently, we're shooting for December of 2015.
Can you please describe the TVA's safety initiative for its nuclear plants and whether the experience of Fukushima has had any effect on Watts Bar 2?
Well, there's really two aspects of safety I guess I'd want to talk about. First is personnel safety. Now, we've got several thousand people here, and keeping those people working and safe and nobody getting hurt is a major priority for us. We have a lot of initiatives, and we have an extraordinarily good safety record that's a testament to the ownership that the workers here have taken of their own safety and ensuring that we do work correctly. The second thing is nuclear safety. And when you're trying to build a nuclear power plant next to an operating unit, one of the most important things is to ensure that you don't do anything on the construction side that would impact the operating unit, and also to ensure that the work that you do meets all the nuclear safety standards so that when the plant does operate, it will operate safely. Regarding Fukushima, the timing of the Watts Bar Unit 2 operating license has put us in a situation of really needing to lead the industry in response to Fukushima. So we've done quite a bit to meet the new regulatory requirements and been working very closely with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to ensure that we can meet those requirements and that the actions that we're taking will fully meet everything that we need to support getting our license.
Have you made any changes in design or operating principles based on what happened in Japan?
Absolutely. There are several specific things related to, I'd say, first off, flood response. So emergency equipment has been procured and put into a building above flood level that will allow the plant to safely cool down, even with the highest possible flood mode that we can have. We've also looked very carefully at improved earthquake and seismic requirements to ensure that we're meeting a little bit more stringent requirements there. And there's some monitoring of where the nuclear fuel is stored to ensure that those things will remain intact during a Fukushima type event. So actually there's been a lot done, a lot of money spent, and a lot of time invested to improve the safety of the plant in response to Fukushima.
You know, one of the critical issues that people focus on when they think about nuclear power in the United States is the management and disposal of nuclear waste. Where does the U.S. stand on this issue right now?
Well, certainly TVA would support strongly a centralized repository for the stored fuel. There currently is not one. In general, the U.S. nuclear facilities are storing fuel on site. And certainly we at TVA at all of our sites, including Watts Bar Unit 2, have the technical capability of doing that. We have, at some places, constructed what's known as dry cask storage. We're in the process of doing that now for Watts Bar Unit 2. The NRC also has an initiative underway that we call Waste Confidence, where they're looking at the whole storage of nuclear fuel for the industry from a regulatory standpoint as well. So right now, we are all looking at making sure we can store fuel on site and store it safely.
Can you give us a sense of the volume of waste that's generated on an annual basis? I'm not even sure what dimensions you would use, but in terms of weight or cubic feet or something like that?
I could only give you a really rough estimate. I would almost be scared to give you too much of a definitive estimate without actually pulling up and looking. You know, relative to other power plants, it's very small, but I prefer to do my homework before I tell you.
I'm comfortable with very small. That works.
Norway is conducting a trial using thorium as a fuel instead of uranium in one of its existing nuclear reactors. Do you think thorium as a fuel has possibilities for the U.S.?
I'm really not aware of anything that's going on in the U.S. in regard to thorium. I'm not saying that it isn't, but it's probably more in the research capability than it is the commercial side. So I'm really not able to speak to any future there.
Are there other nuclear plants under construction in the U.S. right now?
Yes, there are a couple of other nuclear power plants under construction in the southeast. And those are generally power plants built as greenfield sites. So they're, you know, from the ground up sorts of things. And I think that's, as I mentioned earlier, one of the advantages that TVA had with Watts Bar was already having some existing infrastructure to be able to, that would allow us to be able to complete one at a little bit of a less cost.
Are the builders of those other plants coming to you to look at your experience and get some advice?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we've shared both ways with those nuclear power plants. They have been here. We have been to visit them. We're kind of in a unique situation, and sharing experience is one of the ways that we can do this more effectively.
So despite the national and really global issue of managing nuclear waste, do you see this as a growth industry?
I think the growth in nuclear power is probably going to be the small reactors, I think, or at least the advanced reactors. I think we're going to probably see less focus on the really big mega projects that are just billions and billions of dollars, just simply because of the capital cost required to do it.
Interesting. Really appreciate your sharing your insights and your experience in putting this plant together and bringing it online. Thanks a lot for your discussion and the time you spent educating us this morning, Gary.
Great. It was fun. Thank you.